I think he is undoubtedly right now the most exciting heavyweight in the world and the most dangerous heavyweight in the world. That's Joshua I'm talking about. Mm. I think he will knock Povetkin out. It might take a bit of time. He might get hit a few times early on. I doubt very much that it will make a great deal of difference. I think he's going to steamroll this guy and knock him out. The interesting fight will, of course, be Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. I just don't think Fury has had enough rounds under his belt. And I think there's a difference between fighting the level of opposition he's been fighting up to now and then suddenly fighting someone like Deontay Wilder. Wilder is, you know, very, very dangerous. He can hit you from the is like a 90-inch reach. He can hit you from the back of the room. Mm. And, you know, and the thing about it, when he hits you, he would knock out a horse. You know, he's phenomenally powerful. He really is.
Do you think that fight will actually happen, Barry? Because you know how hard these things are to make.
Well, no, I think it will happen. But, you know, let's be honest. Joshua has the right to say what terms they are, because, you know, he's the guy who's drawn 90,000 people in. He's the guy that's got all the advertisements. And, you know, he hasn't let it go to his head. He's a consummate pro. He trains very hard. He's very dedicated. And if I were him and Eddie Hearn, I'd be doing the same thing. You know, Hearn's nobody's fool. You know, he's not going to be, you know, outwitted with negotiations. And the bottom line is, at the moment, Joshua doesn't, you know, we all want to see that fight. But Joshua, at the moment, doesn't need to go to America. When you're putting 100,000 seats on bums on seats over here, and you're packing the place out and you know, selling out in half a day, you know, why would you be wanting to go to the other side of the world to fight on their terms? I mean, look, he's got the support at home. He's got the crowd behind him. And if I were in Hearn's shoes, I'd do exactly the same. I'd keep him here and keep the big fights here. And, you know, let's bring the mountain to Muhammad. Let's bring HBO and Showtime over here. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, completely agree, Barry. I just want, if I may, ask you about the big fight this weekend. I won't be getting any sleep on Saturday because, obviously, it's Canelo GGG rematch in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Just how mouth-watering is that matchup? And maybe a little prediction, if you would.
Right, well, it is a mouth-watering fight. There's no question about it. It's a great, great fight. I'm very disappointed with Canelo. I don't believe his excuses. My gut tells me, my heart wants Golovkin to win, but my gut tells me this time that I think Canelo might steal it. And it'll be a crying shame if that happens. But that's what I think is going to happen. I think he's going to outpoint Golovkin. I hope I'm wrong, because from a righteousness point of view, I want GGG to win. I really love his style of fighting, but something tells me that he might not get it this time.
Just finally, before you go, Barry, if you wouldn't mind, Amir Khan, his win's drawn various comments, including one or two, for example, from Steve Bunn saying, look, he doesn't want to see him fight anymore because he's basically afraid for his health. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, look, I don't think Amir has changed in a long time. I think he has got tremendously fast hands. He's a very sharp puncher, but he has the frailties about the old Vera Lynn, the chin. He just doesn't take a shot very well, and at the highest level, he's always going to be found out. Now, you would say that Sammy Vargas isn't necessarily the highest level, but he's mixed in good company. I just think the welterweight division is red hot at the moment. And, you know, you look at Errol Spence, you look at Terence Crawford, you look at even Keith Thurman in the welterweight division. And I think they're all much too tough for him. There is a chance of a Cale Brook fight, but I agree with Khan. I wouldn't fight Cale Brook unless he came down to 147 pounds, because he's a big unit. And then, of course, there's the Manny Pacquiao fight. And again, I wouldn't hold out much hope for him beating Pacquiao, although he is, you know, getting a bit long in the tooth himself. Yeah. But, you know, so these are all only my opinions. But I really like Khan. I love his bravery. I love the fact that he goes out on a shield, that he goes out and has a fight. I hate safety first fighters. I don't hate them, but I'm not drawn to them. And I genuinely think that this will be a great fight at the weekend, and I wish Khan well, but I just don't see him beating any of the top welterweights. It's arguably the hottest weight division in boxing at the moment. So you could hardly expect him to beat these guys. But I wish him well, and I hope his career has another highlight.